Hello, my name is Usha Patel, and I'd like to welcome you today to The Path, a series that has been sponsored by Keystone Partners Group. And The Path really explores a lot of the strategies, a lot of the systems, a lot of the tools, and even a lot of the secrets that some of the newer agents are using to get on the path for success for themselves. And today I'm so excited. I have Nancy Unangst. She's one of the productivity coaches that I have the pleasure of working with. And she's located from the Allentown office. And Denise Folk, she's one of the agents that Nancy has been coaching for some time. And you're going to hear a lot of the wonderful dynamics the two of them have. So with further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Nancy. And Denise, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, happy thank to be you. Here with you.
So let us explore a lot of how the two of you work together. And Denise, I'd like to start with you. You've been a real estate agent for some time now. However, share a lot of the different things with the viewers about what you do previously, and actually you currently do have a full-time job, and how real estate is a dual career for you.
I have my real estate license now for 4 years, and I work full-time as a recreation director for a local municipality.
Okay.
And I've always been interested in real estate, and my kids are grown and don't need me quite as much anymore.
Isn't that awful when that happens?
So I decided that I was going to go for it and get my real estate license. Yeah. And so I'm right now doing both. I'm working full-time, and then I'm doing part-time as a real estate agent.
Yeah. So Denise, tell us a little bit about how you got started and some of the things that you currently do with your full-time job, and also how some of that's been helping you with real estate.
What helps me is I'm working with the general public on a daily basis, yeah. So I'm used to working with all different personalities of people, and I really enjoy the real estate part of it. I love helping them find the home that they're going to stay in, or if they're downsizing, and I just enjoy the whole process. And having a coach to turn to whenever I have a question, and somebody yeah. who's always available, is really key for me, because I can't be in the office on a daily basis. So it's really nice for me to know that I have someone that's only a phone call away.
Yeah, yeah. And we will talk a little bit later about when you didn't have a coach and when you did have a coach, and what the difference was in helping you stay on the path that would really help you towards your success that you were looking for.
Right.
Awesome. Yes. And let's talk about Nancy. Nancy, some of the viewers are on our show have also been looking at the productivity coaches, and that being a leadership role in the real estate environment. There's just a lot of facets to it. First of all, talk about how long you've been in the business world and how you kind of got from where you started to where you are now.
Well, it has been a very long time. I've actually been in real estate now for 28 years. And I'd started in college as a math teacher, an education to be a math teacher, and through an odd series of events, found myself at a real estate school with my dad. And I ended up working at that real estate school for a while. He and I then started a mortgage company, the owner of the real estate school, and that's where I met my husband. And we went on to build that mortgage company up and ran that for about 20 years. At which point I decided, I'd been watching real estate agents for years, and mm-hmm. it looked like a lot of fun. It looked like a little challenge, but it looked like a lot of fun. So I decided to start my real estate team at that time. And we did that for a number of years, and I enjoyed that very much. But there was a part of me that still really wanted to do teaching and helping mm-hmm. people grow that I never really got to do.
Yeah.
So one day, Usha called me and said, "Hey, have you ever thought about doing some coaching?" And I decided yeah. to do that then.
Yeah, yeah. And you've also been instrumental. You have had experience at the real estate school where in the Lehigh Valley, one of the real estate schools been around for
it's
a
still
long
around,
time.
Yes.
And you actually helped with some of the organizational aspects of it.
I did. Yeah. I when I took the classes there, I thought it was a great school, and I wanted to help them take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And I asked him to hire me, and he did. Mm-hmm. And we took it to the next level, and we really grew that school. He's still doing an awesome job with that school now.
Yeah, I remember when Nancy first got started in real estate and just seeing her success. I think she brought in a lot of her skills from before, utilized a lot of that, and she also got coached and was able to build a real estate business and experience what the some of the support structure that was available for her.
That's one thing we learned as we were building the different businesses. No matter which business we were building, there was the aspect of becoming good at mortgages or real mm-hmm. estate. But then there was the part that came to be more important was being able to build a profitable and effective business. And we learned that turning to coaches and other people who have learned how to do this before us saved us a lot of painful and expensive mistakes. So we started doing that more and more and getting coaching.
Yeah. Coaching has been in your world from a long time because you had a coach even in your other business. And now being a coach is definitely a different path for you.
It definitely is and very enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've been a productivity coach for about 2 years, 2.5 years?
We're past the three-year
mark. Three-year mark,
yes. Wow. Yes, we are actually past the three-year mark, and it's been such a learning experience. And if there's anything I've ever done in my career that I really think helped grow me as a person was mm-hmm. doing the coaching. So much, Keystone Partners Group has put so much education into me in an environment where it's been brought to me in a way of self, becoming more self-aware, mm-hmm. and of course with the intention of sharing it with the people that were coaching and helping understand, you know, people's limiting beliefs. I started to see my limiting beliefs and starting to see people's potential. I would see my own potential. So I feel like in that 3 years, while I helped grow a lot of other people's careers and businesses, I certainly am sitting here in a much better place than I was.
Yeah. So for the viewers, definitely, we're all on a path of growth and learning from each other and growing together. Yeah. Denise, you started off with not having a coach in your career when you started with real estate, and you had started with a team. Let's talk a little bit about that, because there are real estate agents who get their license and they explore that path. And for some it works, for some it doesn't work. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, I had met up with a gentleman at a real estate seminar that I attended who was looking to build his team with Keller Williams. And after I spoke with him, that's what made me decide, yes, I'm definitely going to get my real estate license and pursue this finally. So I decided to do that. And when I got my license, I did join his team. And I think because I was still working full time and he wasn't always available to me when I needed that mm-hmm. because my time was a little more restrictive, that the team portion didn't work for me. And I felt a pressure, you know, there that I didn't really, I wanted this to be an enjoyable thing and also mm-hmm. a profitable thing. So I decided that I was going to branch out and just be my own agent and not be on the team. Mm-hmm. And that's worked well for me because I am still working full time and I can schedule my clients, you know, when it works for me and also for them, of course, but I'm not feeling like I have the extra pressure of being on a team and letting anyone down.
Yeah. And that is an option for many people to be on a team where the team leader and the team captain actually does have their goals for themselves and the team. And of course, there's then the requirements of how you're going to show up.
Right. Which is certainly
how you need to show up.
But this works better for me, especially being part of the coaching program, that I know that I have someone I can call or text or email and get the answers that I need so that I'm not letting my clients down.
And that's when you were introduced to
Nancy. That's when I got Denise.
And isn't it a great thing that you actually have someone that is specifically designed? I mean, the productivity coaching role in our offices at Keystone Partners Group is definitely designed to be able to support agents at all levels, where whether you're full-time or part-time in the dual career scenario, where you've got some limited hours, and the productivity coach is going to look at how they can support your needs.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I don't know what I would do without Nancy. She's gotten me through a lot of tough transactions and a lot of questions that I've had, and always been very patient and knowledgeable. And you know, I still wouldn't be in it if it weren't for her.
And that's such a good point that you bring up, that you might not be continuing with your real estate career. Many times, what we found is people would get their license and then find that they want to be doing a lot of things and they might not have the support that's required. And the statistics for real estate when someone gets their license is that they're so excited, they get started, and then find out that there's not that connection to people who are going to support them. And within 2 years or so, there's a big attrition rate in real estate. So I'm so glad 4 years in that you've got the support of someone who has your best interest at heart, and then you've got the best interest of the clients.
That's true. And it's so important because you're helping them with, you know, decisions that are really going to affect their life that are very important.
Big
decisions. You want to always give them the right answers. And if you don't know the right answer, you know you can get it.
Yeah. I remember when I first met you, professionalism is something that always comes to my mind. I see you as someone who has such high standards and professionalism. And I imagine you bring that into from your full-time position and your full-time job that you have currently, and service being something that's really important.
It's very important. And because I work for a municipality and I am dealing with the public, you know, we're always dealing with different types of people, and we're also dealing with the board that represents our township. So I think all that helps when I'm dealing with, you know, the clients and working with them and trying to help them.
Yes. When I was speaking with Nancy, she was sharing with me about how much your clients absolutely appreciate you. And that's a testimony, really.
Her clients love her. And you can tell a lot about people from the questions they ask. So when Denise is working with her clients, the questions I'll get from her on a regular basis, she's very intuitive. She typically knows the direction that she should be going in, but she's always looking to make sure that she's really presented all of the options to them. And she's educated them properly so that they can make the best decision. And that's probably why they feel very safe and very taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. And you just said, you know, you don't know what you would do without Nancy. I don't know what I would do without Nancy either. My goal of being able to have having a productivity coach in every Keystone Partners Group office becomes a reality when I have great coaches like Nancy to work with. At the end of the day, we're serving the community, and we're doing that together as a group. We hear these stories about clients really not being satisfied. I remember I was at a business group quite a few years ago asking, you know, 35, 50 business people in the community about their experience for real estate. And the sad thing was about 75% of them had not had a good experience. And it makes me more and more committed to having agents that we are able to provide that so that people do have a great experience out there.
And a lot of times I feel that the experience challenge that you're talking about comes from, in most cases, a great agent trying to do the right thing but not having the right support or the right information or the right models to be able to build their business properly. As each client is, or each agent is starting, they've got to learn how to be a real estate agent, but they also have to learn how to build a business.
Yeah.
And while they're trying to do one or the other, that's the constant tug that's happening here. Without support, I find that they reach a ceiling and they're not able to serve their clients properly, and then they start going back down again.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's rooting for the same thing in terms of providing service to our community.
Sure.
I always believe that without our community, we would not have businesses. We would not have real estate opportunities to really enjoy, you know, the financial end of it, the service end of it, and the fun aspect of real estate. So as a whole, we're all on the same path for helping others in our community. And I'm definitely grateful for the time that we have in terms of doing these services to our community. So tell us about some of your highs that, that you've had in something that was just so rewarding for you that keeps you going with real estate.
Well, I would say my first transaction that I did
the
on
very
my
first
own
one.
After I got my license and when I wasn't on the team, it was just, yeah. And I was helping my daughter and her fiance look for a home. Mm-hmm. And when they found one that was going to be the one that they decided to purchase, and we went forward and we submitted an offer and it was accepted. And just to see the happiness on their faces and know that I made somebody feel good was great for me. And again, if I wouldn't have had the support, I wouldn't have had the knowledge to be able to go through that whole process. So that one was great. And really each one since then has been equally great, each in a different way, because it's always a challenge. It's always something new. There's no two transactions that are the same. Mm-hmm. And whether it's a septic problem that I run into and
we
need advice
had recently.
On, which we, yeah. And it's just nice to have that support. Mm-hmm. And it really just, it feels good. It's something I really enjoy doing. And I'm doing it just for me. If I didn't enjoy it, I could stop doing it and just continue working my full-time job and not do it. I wouldn't have to do it again, but I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very fulfilling for you.
It is.
And it keeps you going and persisting on your path for
definitely.
Yeah. And your clients, I heard you say it was your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we always remember our first transactions, what happened, what we did great, what we could have done better, mm-hmm. and things like that. And so a lot of your clients, do they come from your circle of influence? Where do your clients come from?
Most of my clients so far have come from friends and family. Mm-hmm. I did do one open house for another agent, and I got a client through that open house, so that worked out very nicely for me as well. But other than that, most of them have been friends and family, yeah. Some friends of my children who are now grown, mm-hmm. you know, and that kind of thing. But I would like to branch out a little bit more next year and, mm-hmm. you know, see if I can pursue some other avenues to get some clients.
I think that your coach will have lots of great ideas.
I know she
will. We'll create a business plan around that.
Yeah, and so that also brings me to Nancy, as a productivity coach. What's your process of when somebody gets started with working with you, an agent perhaps who just got licensed, and or an agent that perhaps transferred from another company?
Well, initially, the first thing I do is I spend some time getting to know really why they made this decision. I've found that most everybody has some really big hopes and dreams that are attached to this decision. And whether or not they make this happen makes a difference as to whether or not those hopes and dreams happen in their life. And I take that so seriously. So I spend time with them and understand why they did this. And I also try to understand what sort of restrictions and parameters they have in their life. Is there an amount of time that they can go before they can do it no longer? And we try to build a business plan around making that happen. And while the business plans are rather regular or uniform, we can alter them from person to person to make sure it fits their timing and their hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
And so then we start to take a look at what skills they bring in and what we need to build around there, because we usually focus on their strengths.
Yes.
Because we want them to build a business that they love.
Yes.
If they were going to have a business they didn't love, they wouldn't have to do this on their own. They could work for someone else. But they were building this for something that they would wake up and really want to spring out of bed to do. And then we also focus on business building itself. And that's learning how to run a profitable business, how to generate leads, how to know how many leads you need to hit the numbers that you want. So I think people start to feel really relaxed and safe when they understand that their hopes and dreams are here in the plan, and we've broke it down into chunks, and they can see how they can get from one step to the other.
Yeah. I always remember meeting, we were sitting down pretty much when you got started, and looking at how this would work, and she's so brilliant at math. having the background with mortgage,
passion.
Yes, and she has the ability to simplify. Obviously, how is this going to work in terms of the monetary investment with real estate, and how can you be profitable? And that's what I love about you, is that you can absolutely simplify things for the agents, where they can see what they need to do to be able to create the income that they need, so they can really, you know, finance some of their dreams that they're looking for.
Thanks. I think that I see everybody breathe a big sigh of relief when they can see that there's a plan and it ends up where they want to be, and they can measure that on a weekly basis. Some of us were raised in the environment where if you work really hard, great things will happen, and sometimes that happens. However, in most cases, you need a little bit more of a specific plan that you need to do A, B, and C each day, 5 days a week, and you need to do it consistently. But if you don't know what those things are, then you're just working hard and you don't know if you're working in the right place. So in terms of breaking it down like this, I can watch people really get comfortable and really feel like they can do this, because they can see if they do these things. It's worked for other great agents and other people just like them.
Yeah.
And they themselves will find themselves reaching their dreams and their hopes in the time frame that they need to do it in.
Sure. And Denise, one of the things with the viewers, for managing your time and looking at, you've got the full-time job that you go to, there's a lot of people that talk about, well, how do you make yourself accessible and available for the clients? How do you manage all that?
Well, when I'm working with a client, whether they're listing their home or looking to purchase another home, you know, I am able to return phone calls on a break or at a lunch break, and then at the end of the day. And usually what I do is I set up my showings based on my work schedule. So if I get off at 3:30, mm-hmm. I can set up my showings in the afternoon or evening or on the weekends, according to when they're available. Mm-hmm. And it's never been a problem for me. Everyone's always been, you know, very willing to work with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't had a problem with that at all.
My guess is that when you meet them, you have some very good mutual expectations.
We do.
That you create.
We do. We sit down and go over exactly what they're looking for, or what they're hoping to, you know, obtain from the sale. And it's been pleasurable. It's been challenging, mm-hmm. you know, but I can't say, you know, there haven't been some bumps, but I've learned a lot and I'm really, really enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. And who supports you so that it allows you to follow your path for real estate as well at home? I think you said your children are already not at home, so.
My children are grown. My husband's been very supportive because he sees how much enjoyment I'm getting out of it. So I have a really good support system there. My children, who are all in their 20s now, mm-hmm. have been very supportive too, and kind of cheering me on as I do different things. And, you know, I've been helping some of their friends find homes or sell homes. So that's enjoyable to me, and, you know, it just feels good.
And celebrating the success that you have each time.
Right.
With a lot of people that you're working with, and family members and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, celebration is definitely, I find that most people don't take that much time to do that. Sounds like you certainly do.
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And now that I hear that she's ready to take it to the next level, now I'm very excited.
She's already taken that.
I think that the last couple years have brought Denise, if you don't mind me saying, I think it's brought you to the place where you now have confidence that in most cases you know what you're doing and you can support your clients, and you can feel really comfortable that you're giving them great service. I think you were doing that some time ago, but now I believe you think you're doing that too.
Right.
So now it will be time to reach out and start to take on some more of them.
That's right. Yeah. I do feel more confident, and, you know, I'm kind of ready to take it to the next level.
Good.
You know, the coach always sees a lot of potential in the agents that they're coaching, and definitely Nancy, with working with so many different agents, I constantly see that, where she'll share some great strengths that some of the agents have that they don't see for themselves, and how she's able to coach them to that. It's a wonderful thing for me to observe, and the way she's grown as well in working with the agents.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Yeah. She has pointed out some things in myself that I didn't really see.
Yeah.
I think anybody, nice. I would gladly give somebody to be taken care of by Denise. She nurtures and takes care of people very nicely.
Thank you.
So you refer with confidence. Yes. Right? Absolutely. That's a great, great way, a place to be at when you're working with people, to be able to refer someone knowing that they're going to get taken care of. Absolutely. And so with the restricted amount of time that you have, how do you also fit in the learning? In real estate, there is a lot of new things that are introduced and that are constantly going on. Do you have things that Nancy points out, or do you do a lot of different things in your own time in research?
I try to attend some of the trainings at Keller Williams, and mm-hmm. I would like to attend more of them. They do have some evenings and some weekends, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of things available online mm-hmm. on the website, so I try and keep up with it that way. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I would like to do a little bit more, coming into the office a little bit more, just to feel more comfortable with some different things. So that's another thing I'd like to.
We'll take you full time.
Yeah. And it did also at the Allentown office, Nancy, the schedule you have to accommodate dual career agents.
We have so mm-hmm. many dual career agents right now. I think that we have probably in our coaching program, half of them are dual mm-hmm. career right mm-hmm. now. So we've really changed our schedule a lot. And I think I see more people actually attending the night class mm-hmm. right now. We have a big group of people that come in and learn from each other and learn from whatever we're presenting, whatever we've brought that week. And for my dual career that have other challenges in their life, I do hand select when I see an education piece or an event coming that I think is good. I'll reach out, call or text and say, I really think you should be at that one. Mm-hmm. And then Denise or whoever it is will change their schedule and come on in. If it's something that they won't be able to happen again next month or mm-hmm. sometime soon, we try to get everybody in for those.
Yeah. And as someone who is really coaching pretty much full time, you also have a real estate business of your own.
I do.
And how do you manage to make room for that and being able to take care of the agents and coaching them?
Well, I brought on recently a partner, my friend from childhood, who has exactly the right skills, and she helps do a lot of the administrative and mm-hmm. support. I do view coaching as my full-time career and where I can fit in the personal production, which has actually grown now that I have some more administrative support. Mm-hmm. I fit that in around there, and it's a balance. It's constantly reinventing what the people in the coaching program need. For a while, it was not a lot of dual career, so it was a lot of daytime coaching, but it really has shifted to be a real balance between the two.
I've seen how you've shifted your schedule for the office with the education committee. Now, do you have to do a lot of the education yourself, or do you have a lot of support with that?
I'm glad you're asking me now and not 2 years ago. I used to teach entirely too many classes, and that wasn't really perfect for anybody. Mm-hmm. So what we learned is, even if you're running the education committee, which I am at the moment, I think somebody's about to take that on, the office is full of people who are just excited and enthusiastic to be part of it. And all I had to do is ask and get a little bit more leverage, and everybody says yes. Yeah. We have a great group of people there. You ask them, they say yes, they show up, they teach. So I teach 3 things a week, but 2 of them are my coaching and 1 is maybe something else. And we've got the whole staff and faculty, we now call them, yeah. to be able to come in and teach different classes. One of our agents may be great at buyers, they'll teach on that. Another's a great lister, they'll teach mm-hmm. on that. So it keeps it fresh for everybody.
Yeah. And how do you make sure that you balance your home life as well?
Well, through Keystone Partners Group, we really spent a lot of time making sure we were building businesses that worked for us. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I was taught was to put in my family yeah. and my vacation. So I do that. And I still have kids in school. And it's creating the right expectations of the people around you. They will usually behave well within the expectations mm-hmm. if you create them clearly. Initially, I made myself available way too much, And of course, everybody needed me at all those times. But as I decided to put some family time into the calendar and block that off, everybody was able to work really nicely with that. I have a lot of time with my family. It's kind of hard to imagine because we have a lot going on,
yeah.
a lot of production, a lot of agents, and a lot of excitement. Mm-hmm. But it's not as crazy as it would you may think it is. It's pretty balanced.
A lot of time management and self-management.
Yes, it's a path, and I've grown and learned a lot.
Yeah. Again, we are all growing and learning together, which is the beauty of it.
There's been a time or two where I was at Usha's house or at her couch or on the phone saying, how do I do this? And the support was great. So thank you so much.
Yeah. We're so blessed because we have some of our other coaches as well. There's just a lot of camaraderie and a lot of support with each other. We've got our own little social media, Facebook support with 9, 10 of us.
And I went down to a few of the other coaches who have been doing it a while, and I grilled them for an hour and a half and mm-hmm. made sure that I understood everything they were doing to make their life manageable. And I took nuggets from each of those people and came back and integrated that into my life.
So the lessons that we all have is that none of us need to really do things all by ourselves, and that there's opportunities to allow others to also step forward. When that really comes to it, Denise, do you have connections with the rest of the office, especially being full-time? Do you have the opportunity to be able to tap into perhaps some peer partnering within the office at all?
There is the opportunity for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of the people in the office mm-hmm. because I'm not there.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I go in, it's the evening or the weekend mm-hmm. when there aren't as many people around. But the opportunity is there. It's just mm-hmm. up to me to make myself available to that.
Yeah.
And the people that I have met at the office have been great. They're really supportive and really caring. And there's times when I go in there and once in a while, Nancy isn't there, and if I have a question for someone else, mm-hmm. Everyone's always willing to help.
Yeah.
It's a nice team feeling.
Yeah. Was there ever a time in the 4 years that you felt that you wanted to quit real estate?
No, I really can't say that I did. There were times where it was really challenging, and I thought, how are we going to get through this transaction? But we've gotten through everything, and with Nancy's help, it's been great. I really can't see myself not doing it.
So next year, you've got some bigger goals. Would you like to share some of those goals that you might have with the viewers?
I would just like to expand a little bit outside of my comfort zone mm-hmm. and my circle of family and friends and, try and branch out a little bit in that way and attend some more trainings, mm-hmm. And just become more familiar with the short sale process. I have not done a short sale yet.
Yeah.
So just some different types of transactions that I haven't done.
Yeah, with the market, we definitely had a lot of short sales in mm-hmm. the Lehigh Valley. And there's more talk about what may happen with the shift. And so it is really good to learn and see that there will be more coming
mm-hmm.
In terms of the market shift and things like that. So it's a great thing to learn, and we do have support regarding short sales as well. Yeah,
it's going to be a great season for Denise and the other agents who are dual careers right now to really start to focus on building their skills.
Mm-hmm.
And KPG puts us in a great position to be able to really shine through a shift.
Mm-hmm.
If the market gets a little bit more challenging, it's where some people may see it as a challenge, we see it as an opportunity to gain more market share
mm-hmm.
because
absolutely.
We have the skills to be able to take that on, and maybe some of the other agents have to go back to whatever it was they were doing before, and there's a little more market share for skilled agents. That's
mm-hmm.
what we're working with.
Absolutely. What are you doing in terms of planning for different types of market shifts that do come?
Well, right now, November is the month that we really are going full force on our business planning.
Mm,
so we have
absolutely.
Everybody around the clock doing business plans. It's business planning arama right now. And everybody's creating goals that are a little bit further than what they might have picked on their own. We're stretching them a little bit so that
goals,
they feel
yes.
they need to really up their game. And then we'll be, as December rolls through, we're really doing a lot of lead generating. All of the members of our ALC or our leadership group has committed to be in the office 2.5 hours lead generating every day from now till December 31st.
Wow.
So all of the agents who are wondering, what does lead generating look like? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm doing it right, and what kind of questions, what kind of scripts should I use? We'll all be in the office doing that from now through December 31st for 2.5 hours a day. And it will be staggered. Everybody really committed to doing some in the afternoon, some in the morning, some in the evening, so we can all really share in doing that, because the transactions we're rating right now is our 2017 income.
That's right. Absolutely.
So 2017 really starts right now for us, and that's what we're focusing on.
And without a plan, people perish.
Yes.
Without a plan, there's really no path. And
you don't know when you get there and if you got there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. And what are you excited as you get towards the end of the year this year, Denise?
I'm actually thinking along the same lines as what Nancy was saying, trying to get a plan in place for next year and a number of transactions and types of transactions that I'd like to expand and grow and learn a little bit more.
Yeah. Awesome. It sounds like you're very good at open houses, and you might want to incorporate some planning around more open houses as well.
Right. That worked out well for me the last time. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, they're very successful when you work them, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And Nancy, how do you continue growing in terms of your skills? I really do talk a lot about us being able to coach the agents to the real estate skills, the professional skills, negotiation skills. As a coach, what are the skills that you're focused on building and growing?
Real estate skills for sales that we're talking about?
And your coaching skills. Do you find that there's sometimes an agent that might have different challenges, perhaps from what Denise has? Perhaps it's someone who has massive goals, and now they've got these huge goals, and now you're coaching them into, and yet their actions are really not showing up to match the big goals. How do you coach someone with that?
Well, what I've learned is people tend to gravitate to what's comfortable and familiar, and that looks different from each person. One person may be running out and writing a lot of transactions, but not really being skilled to be able to handle them. A lot of them are the reverse of that. They spend a lot of time getting skilled, but not talking to people. So we have to make sure that their calendar is congruent with their goals. It really comes down to that. If you look at their calendar, what they're doing with their day, what they've time blocked themselves for, you can determine whether or not it's in alignment with their goals. So we spend time reviewing what are they going to be doing with their day, their week, their month, and does that really equate to the dollar figure that they're expecting to get
paid?
If someone set a goal for $100,000, that equates to over $8,000 a month. Does your week, does your calendar really look like it equals an $8,000 a month job that you're doing? So we make sure that their time is spent in the lead generation, because with the math,
she's so good at math.
We can very quickly tell how many people they need to talk to turn it into an appointment, and of course how many appointments they need to equate to the annual income that they want to earn. So we spend a lot of time early on determining what their conversion rate is, how many people they need to talk to, so that we can make sure their calendar includes that.
Yeah. So you're constantly coaching them to their schedule.
Their activity.
And what's on the calendar, what's on their schedule. Gary Keller always says, show me a calendar and I'll show you your income.
It's a trick. I think I've heard that before.
That's right, yes. Because without really specific activities that you're focused on and committed to, because you could have a calendar and all the great things are on it and you're not doing it, then that's not going to relate to, into the result that you think you're going to get. It feels good. What is it Gary also recently said, that you're just being successful in your own mind and not really?
The one thing that isn't mathematically measured, but I've learned by testing it out myself, is spending time self-developing, going to family reunion, going to mega camp, the Tony Robbins event that we went to, really spending time self-developing. Sometimes I believe people worry that they're spending too much time in education and they start to back off of it. Yet without doing that, I don't see the numbers get to where they need to go. The more time they spend developing themselves to be more aware and more productive, I see their numbers come out much higher.
Yeah, personal growth is going to lead to professional growth. And I think that's key in any industry. In some industries, it's mandatory, it's required. I think, you know, you get a job in any industry and they require you to learn. In pharmaceuticals, require you to learn the product, get out there and really share why that product is great. In real estate, it's no different. And then the personal growth of being able to interact with clients in the way they want to be interacted with. With your daughter, she has to be a millennial. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that I'm learning is the millennials are going to be one of the larger groups that are going to be purchasing real estate. How do you find that you communicate differently with the millennials versus somebody who is older?
I try and treat everybody that I'm working with. Yeah. If they are young, I really try and treat them as if they were my own child, mm-hmm. you know, and try and guide them in the right direction yeah. without really telling them what to do. And regardless of the age, I just really treat anyone like their family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try and not steer anyone in a direction that I don't think is a good path. And if they have an idea, I'll try and, if I don't think it's a good idea for a particular reason, I'll try and let them know that in a way that's still respectful mm-hmm. of what they're thinking. Because I want to feel good at the end of the day that I did the right mm-hmm. thing. So regardless of the age, it really doesn't affect you know, how I treat them. Yeah. I just try and treat them with respect.
Yeah.
And that seems to be working.
I can see why they all like working with you.
I love
service, respect,
with
yeah.
I love working with her, and I know that when she's working with clients, they're going to be well taken care of. And I think Denise is a great example of somebody balancing a career and starting their own business and really caring and doing it the right way. So I'm really
Thank
glad
you.
She's with us today.
Yeah. And I like to ask this question. I might have shared it with you before. What is it, what makes you, as a real estate professional, so attractive to others? What is it that you're bringing to the table? I call them your superpowers. And I think I have a word. However, what do you believe yours is when it comes to really helping clients?
I think I have a lot of patience. Yeah. And again, that's probably just from being a mother for the last 30 years mm-hmm. and also working with the public. And, you know, I don't mind going to see a number of houses with someone if they feel that they need to see a couple more. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm patient with that.
Yeah.
And I try not to rush anyone. So I guess patience would be my word.
A great quality. A great quality that a lot of clients could benefit from, especially someone who, with patience, comes that focus of being able to pay attention to what the client's needs are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What about you, Nancy? You have so many. I think I could list a whole bunch of them.
Well, I think I have X-ray vision. I can look at most people and see their greatness. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting for me. Sometimes they're doubting themselves. Sometimes they're not sure they can get where they need to. But I can see who they are, and I can see their greatness, and sometimes I can see their own obstacles mm-hmm. and help them recognize what they are to move them out of the way. And it's very exciting as people start to think that they, deep down, they know their greatness too.
Yeah.
But as they start to understand that it's real and they can really do this and they can build this, and these obstacles are not as big as they thought they were. That's exciting to me.
Can you just see her passion as a coach?
Absolutely.
And it makes her a great coach because she does have that. I've witnessed it myself as she interacts with so many of the agents. And definitely, as we wrap up today, there's a lot of different nuggets that a lot of the viewers have been listening on this show. Denise, if there were some words of advice and some nuggets that you might want to leave with the viewers or a message, what would that be?
I would just say that if you have something that you think you want to try, you should go for it, regardless of what it is. It took me a long time to get up the courage to do it, and I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah. And you're enjoying real estate.
I really am.
And you're providing great service to the community. Clearly, your clients love you.
Thank you.
And as far as leadership, as far as being a productivity coach, Nancy, and finding such joy, what is it that you would like to share with the viewers, anyone exploring leadership opportunities?
Coming into coaching, I don't think there's anything more exciting than being able to help people create a vehicle, a business, build a business for themselves that helps get them and their family and everything that's important to them. It helps them get to their hopes and dreams in a way that may have been impossible in any other path that they were taking. It's still a place that they can build a business and do great things for their life and do great things for their family or whoever they want to invest in. So being a part of being able to help people do that in the amount of time that they have with the great resources that we can offer, that is it's something really great. And if anybody's thinking that this might be for them and that they really like to lift people up and help people, this may be an avenue for them to think of.
Yeah. Have to be someone who really would like to be on the service path.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you for being here today. You've shared a lot of great nuggets, professionalism, service, following your dream, business plans, a lot of math, knowing the numbers. And I'd like to thank both of you for being here today. And for the viewers, I hope you absolutely got a lot of information from Denise Volk and Nancy Eunanks. From our Allentown office. And we definitely are going to have some more nuggets to share with you on some of the future series that we have for The Path. So with further ado, I appreciate your attentive listening and hope you got some great things and look forward to seeing you again soon.